Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I am the Midday Diva of Magic 98.9. I'm Cherie Taylor, along with our Weekend Diva, Elise Riley. And we have a guest diva. Every week, we try to get a guest diva with us. And our producer, Peaches, went out in the hallway and grabbed us a diva extraordinaire. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, Diva B. Arthur. Actually, it's Christopher Good who does weekends with us. How you doing, Chris?
I've never been called a diva before.
Or B. Arthur. Actually, you've been called B. Arthur before. Well, you're about the same height as B.
Actually, I had some friends a few years back suggested that the four of us dress as the Golden Girls, and I was given B. Arthur as the...
Really? I would have pitched you as Blanche. Actually, no, that's me.
I want to be B. Arthur. She is amazing. She's the best part of the whole Golden
She
Girls.
Was my favorite. She reminded me of my grandmother, and there's Peaches over in the corner shaking her head at us. Peaches, our producer, hates us because we go off script, and it usually takes us about 5-10 minutes. This right now, it took us only about 3 seconds.
So I'm in the hall minding my own business, and I'm drugging here, and I'm suddenly talking about how I look like B. Arthur.
Awesome. Oh, we talk about it all the time. You're just never in the room. Okay, so we're going to go with some great topics. First of all, you get confused for B. Arthur. Elise and I, apparently, even by her own mother, she's confusing the two of us on air. Not only is your mother, Big Mike, who listens to us, one of our great friends of our show, he sent me a text this weekend via Facebook Messenger, and he's like, okay, why does Elise sound like you? And my reply was, because I'm awesome and she loves me.
I mean, it just comes out that way. If you're trained by somebody and you're around someone for so long, it just happens.
Exactly. So, you know what? I think we should start playing a game. That's after we do all the Shake the Tree stuff, I think our new game should be, is it Elise or is it Cherie?
Oh,
did
yeah.
This statement come from Elise? Or is it Cherie? We'll have it pre-recorded because there's some stuff that you say that's totally Elise. And there's stuff that I say that it's oh so Cherie.
That's valid, yes. The best was my mom texting me on Monday and she's like, oh, I thought you were on the air today. And I'm like, well, I'm literally sitting here right now speaking into the mic. And she's like,
hi, Mom.
She said, I thought it was Cherie. I thought she came back. I'm like, no, she's on vacation today. It's me.
Exactly. Taking every Monday off in December. So that's very nice. But yeah, so Amanda thinks I'm you.
Yes.
My friend Patrick, who I grew up with, sent me a text. He's like, So why are you not on the air today, and why does Elise sound like you? I mean, that's the one from everybody. I'm like, okay, you know it's you. He goes, I know it's not you, but your voice sounds so much alike, except for she doesn't have that high bouncy thing you do every once in a while.
It's the sound of magic.
It is the sound of magic. They want to keep it just straight across the board, and that's why sometimes we have, if you can't do it and I can't do it, we have B. Arthur do it. Seriously, Chris Good is great. I've known you for years. We worked on B together. We've known each other, and we've worked in television and all this other stuff together. Mm-hmm. But this is the first time I've actually been on the air with you.
That's true. I haven't thought about
that. In 20 years of knowing you.
Wow.
And I'm only 17, so I don't know how that happened.
I'm B. Arthur, so things can change on a dime.
Well, Miss Dorothy Nyland. No, I just put two names together. Was it Dorothy? Dorothy Zbornak. That's who it was.
Yeah.
was her name on there. And she reminded me so much of my grandmother. So I think she is my favorite.
So I remind you of your grandmother now.
In a way, yeah. But she didn't have the goatee thing going on like you do. So I don't know. Maybe not as much hormone testosterone as you have there, B. Okay. First of all, let's go over here before Peaches, our producer's head, blows up on us. And Elise has already resorted to texting. It's gotten really bad. Let me go on to Indeed.com and find out if there's any job openings not around Cherie.
Nah. Shorty asked me a question. Shorty from the afternoon show over on B. So I had to let me cover my
butt. What was his question?
Well, we got this email from a listener saying that some of Murphy, Sam, and Jody's stuff was repeating. And I know that's not true because I'm the one that produces that show and my butt was here. So I had to tell him.
Maybe, I don't know, they have psychic abilities.
Apparently.
And it was deja vu.
I know. Apparently they were confused. So here I am.
Here you are. Okay, good. Well, this is Shorty. I checked out Shorty's brother's restaurant the other day when I was
off.
It's so good. It's so good. And you know me, I'm not a big burger eater. I ate the burger there. It was amazing.
Well, back up. Tell me about this. I like burgers.
It's really good. It's called the Woodside Bistro.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it's really good. And they just started opening for dinner. And they were just opening for lunch. Uh-huh. You get the option of sweet potato fries or regular fries or a salad with yours as your side. But it was a really juicy, delicious, hand-padded burger. I love the perfect amount of pepper seasoning, and it was perfectly seasoned, grilled, and everything, and it's wonderful.
Yummo.
It's in the old Mill Village of Woodside where they were redoing everything over there near the charter school and the soccer stadium, so it's amazing. So go try it.
I will, yes.
How about we do that one day? You know, I'm taking next Monday off, B. Let's go do that.
Done.
Even though B's filling in for me because Elise is off too.
There's a lot of shuffling going around here in the holiday season.
It's Christmas time. It's Christmas time. Someone has to shake the tree, and B. Arthur is going to get over there in her pant leisure suit, knocking the tree around, see what ornaments fall off for you. Okay, speaking of knocking things around and see what happens just to fall into your lap, we've talked about this before, things that you leave a hotel or a restaurant that somehow end up on your person, Elise.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We have several podcasts about that. So if you can go back in the archives and listen to our podcast, you might want to pat Elise down before you leave the room. If there's something you have, she might end up taking it.
A little klepto over there, huh?
She's a cop's daughter, too.
It's not every time I leave a room, only sometimes.
It's just when things appear to her, like tiny spoons or, I don't know, robes from very nice hotels.
Robe, singular.
Robe.
I just want to put that out there to the listeners. Robe, singular.
So when we go on a magic road trip, we can only go places that do not provide robes.
Or other things, apparently,
or tiny
according to this list.
Okay, yeah, here's another thing. I was joking about people stealing, like, I don't know, last week we were talking about, some people, you just can't steal a mattress when you go to the hotel. Apparently, you can. 4% of luxury hotels have had someone steal a mattress in the past few years. Plus, some of the most common stolen items are hand towels. Guilty.
Wonder who does that.
I don't know. Hangers. Why would you take those wooden hangers? Because they have like, they're like mannequin heads because it comes off and the thing clips to the bar. So you've just got the peg part.
Exactly. I thought the same thing when I read this list. I'm like, who is doing that?
You don't even have the hang part of it. You have the er. You're true. Taking home an er.
Yeah.
Why would you need an er? Why would anybody need an er, B? That's a play on your real name. We'll cut that out. That's hilarious.
See what you did there. You're much cleverer than I thought you would be.
Not as stupid as you think.
I am pretty smart. I was educated in the South Carolina school system.
Yes, yes, as I was too.
Oof.
I know.
That's not a good argument. Okay, seriously, why would you just take
I don't know why you would take that, because the hanger part is still staying at the hotel, so all you've got is this little wooden frame that you can lay on the bed.
I don't know. Maybe Joan Crawford would approve. It's not a wire hanger. It's a wooden hanger.
There you go.
But you can't hang it.
No, but maybe you can boomerang it. It kind of looks like a boomerang at that point.
It does.
So I wonder. Or maybe that's what you take to throw at the security cameras, so you can knock out the security cameras as you're taking a mattress. They said, out of people responding, luxury hotels, 4- and 5-star luxury hotels responding, 4.2% of those surveyed say they have someone steal a mattress.
I have many questions.
Go
Number
for it.
One, I want to know, how did you get the mattress out of the hotel room? Did you throw it off the balcony?
Yeah.
Number two, did you get a charge on your credit card? How did you avoid that? Because it is obvious that a mattress is missing, unless you went into a room maybe that was unlocked or something
and
took that
mattress.
I'm
thinking that's it.
But yeah, those are my two big questions. How did this happen, and did you have to pay for it?
And you
know
what my question is? How do you take 0.2% of a mattress?
That's true.
No one
just
thought
of bedding. That. Just the bedding or the cover.
Or yeah.
Why
or,
would you want that from a hotel? I'm just saying.
Well,
okay.
You see so many headlines about bed bugs in hotels.
Yes.
Duh.
Even in 5-star hotels.
Yeah.
It happens.
Right, it does.
You don't
so
put your suitcase
you
on the floor. That's why you have the little suitcase, little caddy things you put it on. And oh my gosh. Okay. They said it usually happens in the night when the reception is not open, when there's nobody there. But if it's a 4- and 5-star hotel, there's always someone there at the desk.
Don't they have security cameras in
that's
the hotel
what they
that
said.
Fancy?
Some of them have security camera footage showing them transporting it to the elevator.
See,
so you're not getting away with anything.
You're not getting away with it.
No.
They see it. But you and I were talking about this yesterday when you came in here for a little bit. How? If you're on vacation, what are you going to do? Stick to the top of your Prius and go down the road? I mean, that doesn't happen. You can't, like, roll it up and stick it in your carry-on. Or can you, Elise?
It's difficult.
We've tried.
I don't know about the mattress. I'm still, in my mind, it goes out the balcony. And then it just goes below.
You use the sheets to lower it down like you're breaking out of jail?
But these people are just taking it straight down the elevator. They're going for it. They're just
They're
full
going
on.
For it. They are. And I'm thinking, because Chris and I were talking about it yesterday, are they like traveling and they've got like a U-Haul behind the Prius or something?
I think it's something they just plan to do in
advance. In their own town?
And probably in their own town. They just do the reservations in their own town, get the mattress, and then go home and then I guess put it on their bed.
I mean, paying $120 a night for a room, I mean, that's way cheaper than buying your own mattress.
But
so
again, if
I'll
you've got
you
a
that.
Security camera that catches you, it goes back to what you asked. Do they swap, you know, do they charge you on your card later?
I have so many questions.
And here's the thing. If you get busted, you go to jail. You're going to get a free mattress anyway.
Right.
You're going to get 3 hots and a cot.
I guess that would be a crime.
Mattress. Yeah, you're like in the hooskal, okay? Yeah, I just said hooskal because it's the 1940s.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I not home cooking, right?
Just stick to shampoos.
That's expected. You take the shampoos, you take the soap, you take the 3-pack of cotton swabs.
I can even justify the pillow.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never taken one myself, but they are really nice. So I could see if you stuff an extra pillow.
Oh, especially those we were in the Columbia for the award
show. Those were nice.
That was a comfy bed.
Well, being a geeky guy, I mean, you know, I would be inclined as a geeky guy to figure out a way to take a TV or something.
Oh, yeah.
And that would be me. I mean,
and you know what?
And they're flat screens. You can figure out a way to conceal it in your suitcase if it's a smaller enough
and
TV.
And you know what? If you have someone that's 6'7" that looks like Bea Arthur, just get one of those pant leisure suits that she would wear and just kind of strap it around her.
You're hysterical, Blanche.
Yeah. Definitely Blanche here. I'm not even sure. I think you'd be more Sophia. Elise, I'm looking at you.
The weird one?
No. That's Rose.
One. That's the
Sophia
old mom.
Is the sage that would just be like, I can't. No, that's actually Miranda from the block. I can't with you. That's just Miranda.
True.
That is so Miranda. Yesterday I was telling her something and she was just like, let me just stop you right there. Because she is totally. Picture it. Sicily, 1983. Yeah. That is Miranda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No,
so
I want to be Betty White. I'm just putting that out there.
Oh, that's Rose. She's the sweet, dumb one. But you're not dumb.
Yeah.
Valid.
Sometimes.
Sometimes you answered Shorty's text. Now you're having to keep constantly replying.
Yes.
That's
now we're
the
on
the
email chain.
Oh, email chain. All right, let's go on to something else here they said was stolen. Obviously, it's a given. You take the little balls of shampoo or the pen. I always take the pen and the writing tab. The tablet, I always take that because I'm always doodling on it. And if I have written something on it, I don't want the next person to come in and do like that Dick Tracy scratch over it with a pencil to find out what I wrote.
True.
I mean, it's not
true,
like it's my bank account number, not like they can get far with it. True, which is valid.
I always take that too, just because you just never know when you're going to need a pen and paper.
I have so many pens from so many hotels. But another thing people say they take, batteries.
Batteries?
Batteries,
like
out of the
remote
control. Are you that chintzy?
Yeah, because double A's batteries are so expensive.
Got a Friends reference coming in 3, 2, 1. Okay, there's an episode of Friends where Ross and Chandler go to a hotel, and Ross is trying to tell Chandler, like, oh, these are the things that you can steal. And Chandler's like, oh, like the remote. And he's like, no, no, no. The batteries, though, yes, yes, yes. You can take the batteries. You can take the light bulbs, but you can't take the lamp. So he has a whole suitcase full of just stuff.
Ross did?
Yes. Mm. He, like toilet paper rolls and light bulbs, salt from the salt shaker. Like, I mean, he took it to the extreme.
Why would you take the toilet paper out of a bathroom at a hotel?
Because
that's
horrible.
It's not the most comfortable. It's not even one ply. It's ply.
Well, he said it was because the price was built into the room. And so he's like, the price for all of this stuff is built into the room, so I'm going to take it. And he had a whole suitcase full, was walking through the lobby, tripped, and it busted open and falls everywhere.
That would so be my luck. I'm so sorry. Now, I've told you that I like sometimes to cool off my thing, I'll like wrap a damp a hand towel around like my hair straightener or my hair dryer or anything like that and forget to take it off when I'm packing. And I get home and I'm like, oh, I got a white hand towel. I had a lovely collection of those for a while. Mm. So, you know, people started asking, where did these come from? Well, you wouldn't believe it if I told you. Now they know.
Mm-hmm.
Now they know. Absolutely. Okay, so what have you ever taken aside from the shampoo? Have you taken anything from a hotel, even mistakenly? I mean, did you take a bellhop home? I'm sorry, I forgot.
I've taken shampoos, but I mean.
And thank you for that Christmas gift last year. That was a lovely assortment, by the way.
Like that, yeah. Motel 6. It's a lovely.
Well, the year before it was Red Roof Inn, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, well,
it's a step up.
Yeah. That's me.
You left the light on for me.
I'm classy.
Actually, you would leave the light on for me, but Elise over here took the light bulbs thanks to Ross Geller.
Yeah.
He taught me everything I know.
I live my life by the book of Friends.
I do.
And that's something, another thing. People are talking about, people took silverware, pens, hangers, bathrobes, cosmetics, batteries, art, blankets, and pillows. No one mentioned stealing the Gideon's Bible.
Interesting.
No one took the Bible.
Perhaps they should.
Maybe they should steal the Bible and go, oh, yeah, it does say right here in these 10 little things right here, that's wrong. But I will tell you this. When I was in college, my sorority formal was in a very nice hotel in downtown Greenville. And there were these lovely little glasses we all had a collection of because they kept bringing us more glasses to the room and stuff like that. And people would bring the glasses up. And so we all, for the longest time, had these lovely rocks glasses we had a collection of.
Well, it's better than when I was in college. We went to a pretty well-known restaurant in the area and decided we were going to take a bucket of peanuts. Mm-hmm. It's a big bucket.
You took the big bucket from that place that has a state's name in it?
Mm-hmm. We did.
Oh, my gosh.
We had peanuts for a really long time that semester.
You're not the one that kidnapped the armadillo, are you?
No, no.
The guy in the armadillo costume is like, oh, well.
No, we did have peanuts for a while that semester, though.
He's hanging out with the bellhop that Chris over here stole.
What? Never mind.
What?
Why am I stealing the bellhop? I don't understand.
I don't know, because maybe you wanted someone to pull your car around constantly, take your bags to your room, up after you.
Bellhop, I'm stealing this TV. Could you pull my car around?
Come on, let's just face it. You guys already pegged me as Blanche. I would be the one stealing the cabana boy. Y'all know that, okay?
Mm, yeah.
That's valid. I'm waiting for a that's valid from Elise.
That's true.
That is so true. Be like, I don't have one of these at home. You think they'd notice if I took it, Elise? What, the cabana boy? Yes. Okay. So anyway, so some of the most common stolen items from a hotel. We want to know, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/magic989online. The story is there, but let us know if there's anything weird you've ever taken from a hotel, or you checked into a hotel and something was missing. I have checked in a hotel and they gave me the wrong room number, and I walk in and there's a man coming out of the shower in a towel.
Oopsie.
So I just stuck around for a while.
Thank you, Blanche.
Well, you know, when in Rome.
When it, yeah.
Rome, Georgia.
At the Red Roof Inn.
Okay, so we want to know. Comment on our Facebook page. And something sweet. Okay, so something very sweet. An 83-year-old guy wrote a Christmas song 40-something years ago for his family, and it finally made it on the radio. There's a guy in Texas who wrote a Christmas song for his kids, actually 54 years ago. I'm a little dyslexic some days, and it never got released. Now the story's going viral, and radio stations all over the country have started playing it.
It's so sweet, too.
I don't know why we don't have it on our playlist just yet. We should. I think we have it up on our Facebook page. You can listen to it there. Let us know. And there's no mention of Dominic the Donkey in it one time.
Mm.
We still have someone requesting that song, and that song is not in our rotation. And Elise is like, I listened to the song. It's sad. It's depressing.
I finally heard the song the other day at a remote, and it will never happen. I'm sorry. We're literally the worst song.
So it's worse than I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas?
Oh, yes. It makes that look like a festive.
It honestly does.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Nat King Cole himself has blessed that song.
That's the first thing I said. I text Cherie and I was like, I heard Dominic the Donkey. I would rather listen to I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas and Feliz Navidad on loop than listen to this song.
Peppered in with the song that I hate for Christmas.
So
Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer. Oh, yeah. I want that song to be run over. I hate that song.
So because I have a lot of time on my hands, apparently, I actually looked up what it would cost to give someone the 12 days of Christmas.
You did? How much would that cost?
That would be $171,000 to buy the 12 days of Christmas for someone, because you're thinking about the fact you've got to buy, five golden rings times seven, because, I mean, every day it's more stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
And and lots of birds.
And then you got to clean up after the birds, but you can get free newspapers because they put them outside your hotel room every morning.
I'm sorry, after the second day of Christmas, I'm breaking up with whoever's doing this to me. I'm just saying, yeah, we're done.
Yeah, I'm not buying an aviary.
But, you go to a hotel and maybe you can borrow conveniently some of those things. Like, on the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. I don't know, a mattress stolen from the Double Tree.
On the second day
of Christmas, my true love gave to me 2 pints of Jack Daniel's stolen from a Manny bar. Something like that.
Yeah, it'd be a whole lot cheaper.
But that's a lot. And here's the something that panics me every time I hear that song, because I have a mental shutdown, because my mother always hammered into our heads, write thank you notes for everything. Thank you notes for everything.
Can you imagine
all the thank you notes you have to write for that?
These Lords of Leaping, though, are very, very hungry, and it's very expensive to feed them.
I know, and you got to keep them in tights, because when they leave, sometimes they split their tights.
Can't sleep. These drummers are just...
Here's what you do. You basically choose, all right, Turtle Dove, it's time for you to go in the oven. So you cook a lot of birds that week.
Yeah.
So 12 days of Christmas, and that's a lot. So it's $177,000?
$171,000, something like that. I looked it up because I was actually about to play the song on the radio station, and I thought, I wonder what that would cost in 2019 dollars. And so I found out, and I was like,
it would cost 2019, like that 2019. That sounds like my 8-year-old. I have $2,009. And Mom, if you need something, I will buy it for you. Here's 75 cents I found in the dryer. Okay. That's so precious. Okay, so this guy's Christmas song, check it out on Facebook. And Elise, you were talking about, you also put up some of the top Christmas movies.
I did. There's a list out now, the 50 best Christmas movies. I guarantee you your favorite is on this list.
What's your favorite?
My favorite Christmas movie? Love Actually.
Mine too.
It's number 31 on the list.
Some
I'm very
don't
upset about it.
Consider that a Christmas movie?
Well, people don't consider Die Hard a Christmas
it's
movie
a
either,
Christmas
but it made
movie.
The list.
It's a Christmas movie. And both of those have my all-time favorite actor, Alan Rickman, in it.
Yeah, Love Actually is my favorite. I did put it up on the Facebook page, so go and find it. And I asked the question, what's yours? Did it make the list? So let us know. We want to know what your favorite Christmas movie is. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll add it to my list. We're showing a bunch of Christmas movies at our house this
and
year.
And I've been catching myself watching a lot of the ones on Netflix, on Hulu, and Disney Plus. There's a new one. It's got Anna Kendrick in it.
Yes, Noelle.
Noelle. It is so, so good. It is so good. And Bill Hader.
It's 100% family friendly. It's so good. Ella loved it.
I think it's one of the best Christmas movies I've seen recently.
They were originally
Christmas Chronicles 2 is out now, too.
No, it's not. It's coming.
Okay, so Christmas Chronicles last year, Kurt Russell. And at the end, you find out Mrs. Claus is Goldie Hawn, which is perfect. That was great, but it's coming for next year.
They are. It'll be out Christmas 2020. There's an article on the Facebook page about that, too. If you need any, you know, info about Christmas Chronicles.
You know, when they said that, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to watch that tonight. But nope, not happening. Not happening.
It's okay. So, Chris, rewatching Holiday in the Wild again.
Oh, that one. You know, Kristen Davis, I love. You know, she has a South Carolina connection. She grew up in Columbia for a while. Her dad was a professor at USC, and she actually went to church with my ex-husband's grandmother down in Chandon. So, like, everybody kind of knew she was from South Carolina. Great, but what did you think of Christmas in the Wild?
I loved it. I thought it was
excellent. I loved it. But Roy, our promotions guy, and I were talking about it. He goes, they just jump because, like, the elephant went from here to here. And then, like, she's there at Christmas and then she's back in July and all this other stuff. I'm like, it's called suspended disbelief, Roy.
Yeah, you have to just take that kind of stuff with a grain of salt.
The magic of cinema and theater.
Yeah, you got to take the Christmas movies with a grain of salt because it's like the Hallmark movies. Like, you just got to believe. You can't.
Oh, they're on in the studio while here to extend the holiday joy.
And you can't, like, fully watch them because you have to do, you know, on the air stuff. But there was one the other day called Switched at Christmas with DJ Tanner in it, Candace Cameron Bure.
Oh, yeah,
and
they
I'm
were
here
twins.
For it.
Yeah,
I'm
they were
gonna
twins.
Go home
yeah.
and find that one.
Yeah,
because I was watching
really
it,
good.
But I couldn't hear it.
Because at my mom's house, they're usually on, and you can hear it. So can their neighbors because they play their TV very loud. They're like, oh, look, they have the Christmas movies on again. And it's July. Yeah, that happens at my folks' house. Okay, Chris, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, I love Christmas Vacation. That's all.
Oh, my gosh. That's so the good. One. But see, I always watch it on Thanksgiving.
Do you?
Because that's my kickoff to Christmas, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
It's awesome.
Because the aunt and uncle... Mm-hmm. Aunt Bethany and the uncle.
Yeah.
That was my great aunt and uncle. I almost said Uncle Walt and Uncle. I used to do this all the time as a kid. I used to say Uncle Doris and Aunt Walt.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it was my Uncle Walt and Aunt Doris. They were my great aunt and uncle. They were like more like grandparents to me. And it was just the first time we saw that movie. We watched it as a family and we're all looking around.
Oh.
And those two were laughing the hardest. And we're like, my gosh, that's them. That is them. That is them. And so now that they've passed on, it's kind of like when you see that, you're reminded of how sweet and endearing they are. But
there's a member in that extended family that will relate to at least somebody you know in your own family.
Exactly. Like, exactly. Yeah, now, who do you relate to in the Christmas Vacation movie?
Who do I relate to? I don't know. It's a hard question. Sometimes I guess the Chevy Chase.
Clark,
yeah.
Clark Griswold, yeah. I can see that.
I just feel like everything is just coming down around me sometimes. It's just like,
exactly. You want to make Christmas perfect, and it's just like, you're watching the old videos and the family. Mm-hmm. You want people just to have that feeling at Christmas.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, you get locked in the attic. You're sitting there with your grandmother's old fur with a turban on like Gloria Swanson.
Or B. Arthur.
Ching. You got it. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right. In that movie, who do you relate to, Elise?
I don't know. I kind of like the people that live next door that get really mad about all the stuff. Yeah, you know I love Margo. Just because I'm like, I don't like decorating for Christmas. It's not because I don't want to or don't believe in it. I fully do. I just don't like to do it. And so I like how like critical they are of everything because I feel like I'm driving around going, really? Like, really?
Oh, we judge. You and I both judge. Yeah. I'm not necessarily Margo. There are days that I'm at the Margo level, but I am definitely the Griswold's daughter, Audrey, because she is just so out of it. She's just kind of like, whatever, just whatever. And I'm kind of like that. And I know that sounds bad because I'm on the Christmas station, but I'm just kind of like, I'm over it with the whole family. It's like I'll step into a family event. Yeah, that's great. And oh, look at the time. I got to go.
Well, I mean, we have been playing Christmas music for the last, 6 weeks?
Yeah, you know what? That may jade me a little, but I do have two young sons at home, so I have to keep the Christmas spirit up. I have to keep it up, especially because I've got an 8-year-old. I've got a 12-year-old that's, you know, He gets what Christmas is about, if you know what I mean. My 8-year-old does not understand that yet.
Oh.
And so we had a talk on the way to school this morning that I know that you know, so your little brother, he does not need to know, you know?
Yeah,
he goes, yes, I know. I know. I was like, he goes, and I can hold it because his dad's dating somebody with young kids too. I'm like, nope, you spoil it for any of those. Let me tell you what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You spoil it for any of those kids, especially your little brother or those little kids. Here's what happened to my cousin when he was older. Mm-hmm. He wanted to show off to his sisters that he knew where Santa kept the presents.
Mm-hmm.
He showed them. Well, his parents took back his Atari system. That's when Atari systems were big, that he was supposed to get that Christmas.
Kids out there, be smart, milk it as long as you can go with it.
Exactly. I'm the age that I am, and I still believe.
Yeah,
you still? We also believe. I was told a long time ago, as long as you believe, you get presents.
Absolutely.
I believe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's what we're here about.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we're a bit jaded and judgmental, because let's just face it, we call ourselves divas.
It doesn't matter. Like, it's still fun. Like, we have young kids. My little girl's 5. Like, it's just
fun. And my
baby
is 8.
To see through their eyes.
Yes.
Like, we may
magic.
Not be in it, but, like, into it, but they are. And
yeah,
so
you've
we want to
make
it big for them. We meant to make it good for them. And so that's what we've been trying to do.
Exactly. But on air on our podcast, because, you know, my son doesn't have access to our podcast, I can be like, well,
let me tell you the truth.
And I will tell you this, too, because I get a double whammy, because my youngest son, his birthday is 3 days after Christmas. So it's like, Christmas is over, present time again. And we're trying to explain to him that we have his birthday party either in January or February away from the holidays, because if you have it near the holidays, mm-hmm. no one from his school is going to come. None mm-hmm. of his friends are going to get, no one's going to want to come do a birthday party. And that way everybody can enjoy it when January, there's not that many Presenten holidays.
Christmas shopping is always stressful for me because my mother's birthday is the day after Christmas.
Ooh.
So I've always been the type, son, no, she gets 2 presents because that's her special
day. Well, yeah, I always make it special for Bennett, but I always make his birthday one thing and then a birthday party later.
So instead of having it 2 times a year to stress out, it's all one big stress out.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, it's hard enough figuring out the Christmas part.
And then something that says not Christmas, but I think of you all year.
Right.
My husband's is 2 weeks after Christmas, and it's close enough.
Yeah.
Like, it's awful.
Yeah.
And then Ella's is 2 weeks after that. And so, I mean, I'm grateful for that month in between Christmas and her birthday. At least it's not 3 days. But it's still so hard.
Mm-hmm.
I wish, sometimes it was like 6 months.
Yeah, I actually knew somebody when they found out that I was expecting Bennett right around Christmas. She told me that, she was a Christmas baby, too. And her mom insisted on throwing her a half-year party.
Yeah.
Which I thought was brilliant. But Bennett, he wants his friends from his class to come this year. And so we're going to have it sometime in January. So someplace local. But you can't do it over Christmas break. And of course, on their birthdays, they're allowed to bring cupcakes or donuts or cookies or whatever for their birthday. So I either have to do that before they get out on Christmas break or after.
Totally unrelated. What if your birthday's on February 29th, leap year?
I know somebody's like that, but then again, I mean, are you older or younger, or do you just kind of stay?
You celebrate your birthday every 4 years.
I know. The person that I know, they do it. They celebrate it on the 28th.
Do they?
Unless it's actually a leap year, and then, of course, they will on that day. But
I've got a cousin, and I can't remember which cousin it is that's born on a leap year. And I can't remember which cousin it is. And so every year I kind of like, okay, is it their birthday? Is it not their birthday? And it's one of my cousins. That's so bad because I have 8 cousins on one side and 17 on the other. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's 13 on the other because my grandfather was one of 17. I there's so many people in my family. If my mom goes, do you know your cousin? Yeah, sure. I remember that person. Yeah.
February 29th is completely special for me in a completely very opposite way. February 29th was the first time that I saw Cher. February 29th, 2000.
I didn't know what you were going to say.
I know. Your face
I'm
was
like,
funny.
Which farewell tour was that?
It was the very, very first one.
And which Cher face was that?
It was the farewell tour.
The farewell tour.
In February 29th, 2000. Mm-hmm.
Did
at the
she turn back time?
Used to be the Ballers.
Oh, my gosh. My friend Tanya and I were at that one.
So I really want
I think
to
it was Cher
her.
We saw. We were in the nosebleeds.
Oh, no. I was not. Yeah, that started the obsession. I was obsessed before that, but now
I've seen
her
7
more
times. So that's why we're taking magic road trip if we're allowed in hotels. Well, you're going to go stay with your brother otherwise.
I'll sleep outside. For Cher, I'll camp. I do not camp, but for Cher, I will sleep outside in the parking lot.
I wonder if we can glamp in Charleston. Are you allowed to glamp in Charleston?
I'll sleep on the floor. I don't care.
There are gators around. I'm not going to glamp. Yeah. I don't want to be chomped.
So, every year, or every time leap year rolls around. So this year is actually my 20th leap year shareiversary, and I want to go see her in Vegas so bad.
She just said shareiversary.
It's real life. Chris didn't know of this about me, that I'm obsessed with Cher, but I am.
We warned you about the Friends thing, not the Cher thing.
Mm-hmm, and so, yeah, you say leap year, and I'm like, what? We're talking about
Cher? That's my Cher-iversary. I didn't know. I had no idea where you were going, but I was like, I don't think we can talk it.
I paused for a reason. Your face was hilarious.
Okay, one of these days I'll tell you about the Princess Bride and me. Okay, my Princess Bride anniversary. Chris is like, get me out of this conversation right now. Because Chris and I had a conversation yesterday that someday that phrase that you quoted me will end up in a script that I write.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you're breaking up with me? That's great. There's some other things I've been wanting to try. I'm going to go take care of that. And I'm all, my friend Jen is a life coach of sorts. And so yeah. I was talking with her over the past few weeks, and I talked to her about something last night. And she goes, talk about manifestation. That happened for you. That's what you've been saying you want. And so that's your manifestation right there, that breakup over an answering machine. Who knew? Years ago. Okay. That's enough on the Divas Dish before we all get fired or we'll just be selling
We've
our stories.
We covered a lot of territory on this one.
Exactly. We always do. Yeah.
We always do. And that's why Peaches is like, I quit. Our producer, Peaches, we'd like to thank you. And we are so sorry that we're going to send you to an untimely visit to the insane asylum. So thanks for joining us on the Divas Dish. We'll chat with you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.